Now, this verse, last verse talks about the praises the jnani. The jnani, glorification of a jnani wise person. See, whenever a jnani is glorified, indirectly it glorifies our jnanam also. Isn't it? Who is praised? Jnani is praised means, jnanam is praised, without which a jnani cannot be a jnani. Isn't it? So, praise of jnani is also praise of jnanam. So, we understood that person, the Chetasa Vedetavyaha, it has to be, Atma is a subtlest, it has to be understood only in your mind, and then, therefore, this Atma is what now? Is this Atma, is no place or Atma is not there? The whole physical body, wherein the all the pranas exist, the reside, and then the mind, and all of them are completely interwoven, interconnected, completely, totally pervaded by the consciousness, the Atma. But still, Atma is understood in the mind. And who is the one who knows his Atma here? We said, Dhyaya Manaha, he recognizes the Atma. And he says, suppose that mind becomes pure and steady. How do you understand the mind is pure? The more you entertain thoughts about Swarupa, the Atma, less you have the thoughts about any other thoughts will be there. That's all. What to do? The more you think about Bhagavan, more you think about the Atma Swarupam, less there will be other undesirable, unwanted, impure thoughts, such as jealousy or hatred. How can there be place for everything? Isn't it? When the attention is placed in Swarupa Anusandhanam, then there can't be naturally the thoughts, isn't it? That is so pure. So, Vishuddhe Antahkarane Atma Swayam Vibhavati. Shankaracharya says, Atmanam Swayam Prakashayati. Atmana Prakashayati. Atma reveals Swarupam by itself to you. Okay? For the one. But such a person who has got the vision of the Atma, who has got the Atma Swarupam revealed to himself, for such a person is a wise person, and he says, we'll see the meaning of this verse. What happens in yam yam lokam manasasam vibhati yam yam lokam manasasam vibhati vishuddhasattvaha kamayate yamscha kaman tam tam lokam jayate tamscha kaman tasmat atmajnam hi archayed bhuti kamaha. Here, Vishuddha Sattva, again, the word has come now. Vishuddha Sattva, the one who is absolutely pure-minded. I told you, the person who lives a life of Karma Yoga is relatively pure-minded. No, until one gains jnana. Once a person has got the ascertained vision of the Atma, Atma Swarupam revealed to himself, then he is absolutely pure-minded. Just now, He asked me now, what is the mental purity about? How does the, in jnanam, is it because of Bhagavan's grace one becomes pure-minded? I said, one, in jnanam itself is Bhagavan's grace only. Vision, no, because how do you tap Bhagavan's grace? By living a clean life. We had it in the fourth chapter. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajami aham. There is a Bhagavan's grace, how to tap Bhagavan's grace. Whatever you are focusing on, whatever you are working towards, you constantly, consistently make efforts to gain something, to achieve something, then definitely that your effort itself is what now? Your effort, with also when you're prayerful, also you have Bhagavan's grace. Effort really wins grace. Effort, without effort, there's no grace possible. Isn't it? And you are blessed with something that whatever you achieve is an expression of Bhagavan's grace only. If you achieve what you have worked for, what you wanted to achieve, that accomplishment itself is what? manifestation of grace. Isn't it? How can you win otherwise? So what about jnanam? Jnanam also is grace only. Isn't it? Being blessed with jnanam, a person becomes committed to the pursuit of knowledge and committed to the pursuit of moksha, and he constantly makes efforts to study the shastra, to do shravanam, mananam, nidhyasanam. And such a person who also lives a life of karma yoga, who is so highly ethical and religious and spiritual, worshipful and prayerful, all the time makes efforts to gain jnanam. And prayerfully means if you study shastram, spare time for shastra study, etc. That effort, how can it go waste? That genuine effort definitely will tap Bhagavan's grace also. That effort with the Bhagavan's grace alone, what now? It becomes what now? Actually, jnanam. Jnanam is nothing but manifestation of Bhagavan's grace, isn't it? All the effort you have made to accomplish that. For us, all the grace only. But in jnanam, vishuddha sattva, in knowledge, one is absolutely pure. How? I already explained to you, the kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, this anger, jealousy, hatred, desire, passion, likes and dislikes, all these things are very, very natural states of mind. Natural thoughts which arise in the mind. Very natural for any mind to have all of them. I told a degree may differ from person to person. Proportion may vary from person to person. Very natural. When they're all there, and when you live a life of karma yoga, live a life of values, then naturally those things are managed very prudently. That does not mean they have gone away for good, isn't it? Whereas in jnanam, you don't need to manage the thoughts, because all these thoughts will be resolved. Why? Because where there is insecurity, where there is sense of inadequacy, where there is problem of smallness, there alone can be these impurities. Kama krodha lobha mohadi shad ripavaha shan no shadari shad arayaha. Six enemies will be there. The six enemies, six thoughts, sixfold thoughts, what now? They are like the enemies, because they cause discomfort. Who is an enemy? Who causes the discomfort in the mind? Jealousy doesn't make you feel very comfortable mentally, isn't it? Jealousy is a discomfort, pain is a discomfort, passion is a discomfort, desire is a discomfort, anger, of course, is a very, very, very worst discomfort, causes discomfort. Anything is a discomfort, or anything which causes discomfort to your mind is what? Is a disease and pain, and then enemy. They were said to be shad arayaha, six enemies and sixfold enemies. So they're very natural for anybody to have it. Like any nose is subject to get running nose and cold. So any mind should have all these things. But when you live a life of karma yoga, prayerfully, worshipfully, and then life values, these thoughts become managed. They are not removed for good. They're managed. They don't get expressed. They don't cause any damage. They are there, but somehow they are managed. But when do they go? Only in jnanam, they'll be resolved for good. In jnanam, what happens in the knowledge, in the wake of the knowledge of the self being Atma, the consciousness, Brahman, one identity being I, being identified with the Brahman, having the right identity of a self being Brahman, this problem of smallness, the problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I will be resolved. Only that is resolved, naturally one will be free from insecurity also. As long as wrong identity is there, one will be insecure. Any addition of any amount of arthakamas will not change your position of being insecure. Position of being insecure, isn't it? Without money you are insecure, with money also insecure, with job you are insecure, without job also you are insecure, married you are insecure, unmarried also are insecure. Insecurity will be with children, without children, and then with everything you will be insecure as long as agyanam is there. In jnanam, you are security yourself. You are not secure. You are security itself, isn't it? In jnanam, you are free from insecurity. Once insecurity goes, and you see the one, you see, understand the truth being one, and everything being mithya, and everything being Bhagavan's vibhuti and grace, etc. And all these thoughts in fullness, if a person revels in fullness, definitely there cannot be in fullness. They all become resolved. What? All these different vrittis, this kama krodha, the things will be resolved. That is why in discovering fullness, discovering the self, discovering the fullness, in having these thoughts resolved is what we say, total absolute purity, mental purity. Understand? Now we don't find fault with them. For you, everything is, you don't say, you know, jealousy also is Ishvara, anger also is Ishvara, passion is Ishvara, everything is Ishvara, and they are there naturally in insecure mind. In a secure mind, in enlightened mind, in a jnani's mind, where there is fullness, these things are resolved. They are not destroyed, they are resolved. They resolved, they are gone away, they disappear. Isn't it? It naturally goes. The symptom, the disease goes, symptom also goes. Isn't it? Disease goes. This is a symptom only. They're all symptoms. The symptom goes when the disease goes. Isn't it? Symptom has no independent existence. Like a symptom, they all go. That's what resolving I said. What happens to the symptom of a disease? Symptom always resolves. Symptom always resolves. Understand now? Symptom resolves. The disease goes, symptom resolves. Get the point of what I'm saying? Therefore, he said Vishuddha Sattvaha. Understand now? I'm explaining the word Vishuddha Sattvaha. Vishuddha Sattvaha. He says what now? Yam Yam Lokam Manasa Samvibhati. Look at this. Yam Yam Lokam Manasa Samvibhati. Now, whatever lokam he thinks in his mind, there are so many lokas. Yam Yam Lokam Manasa Samvibhati. Whatever loka he thinks of, like there are so many other higher lokas, in the mind if he thinks, just the thought, even if he thinks, okay, I should get it, because that is the phalam of the jnanam tapas, jnana tapas, isn't it? Yam yam lokam, whatever the pure-minded, one who sees everything as Bhagavan, everything as Brahman, everything as the only one vastu, that such a person, yam yam lokam manasa sambibhati, whatever he thinks in his mind, yamscha kaman kamayate, whatever loka he thinks in his mind, higher loka, such as pitra adi loka, pitra loka, other loka, higher loka, which we do not know, which our shastras talk about, even if he thinks about other higher worlds, or yan kaman kamayate, whatever, no pleasures or objects, he may not have anything, but still I'm saying, whatever he thinks, see, jnani is absolutely free from any craving, any desire, any passion for anything. Okay? So, yanscha kaman vishuddha sattvaha kamayate, whatever he thinks, or whom, okay, may I have this, or not only for himself, even he thinks, okay, may this happen for other person. May this happen for other person. Mahyam va anyasmay va bhavet. May this happen for me. May this thing happen for other person. If a jnani thinks, or jnani precious, jnani prays, the prarabdham is supportive. Okay? The prarabdham also is supportive. Isn't sometimes for the prarabdham isn't supportive, then definitely tam tam lokam jayate. He definitely attains that world. Wins tamscha kaman jayate, he definitely gains what now? He gets those wishes fulfilled. If a jnani has, even for the well-being of others, non-binding desires and wishes and things get fulfilled for him. Therefore, that is, he said, even his sankalpa, satya sankalpaha, jnani is said to be satya sankalpaha. What is Satya Sankalpaha? One whose mind remains steadfast in the vision of the oneness of reality. One who 100% sees, like a physicist sees, all that is there is energy. You look at gold as gold, silver as silver, iron as iron. You see the difference. But physicists say all that is here is only energy. Isn't it? That seeing differs from your seeing. Isn't it? The sight of a physicist is different from your sight. Does not mean you are wrong. You are relatively right. He is absolutely right. You are not wrong. When you see the gold as gold, what is wrong there? Isn't it? Yes, gold is gold, silver is silver, iron is iron. Definitely, it's right, isn't it? There you are relatively right. But absolutely, physicist is absolutely right. He sees everything is energy. No. How does he see? Does he see through physical eyes? When the physicist says everything is energy, all the metals are energy, and you say, no, they're all different metals when you say, his sight is what now? He doesn't see through physical eyes. Isn't it? Understanding. Buddhi. Isn't it? So buddhi. Buddhi eva netram there. So he sees through eye of knowledge. Understanding of the subtlest fact that all that is here is energy. Similarly, okay, this Mahatma who sees everything as consciousness, okay, not even if he stops with energy, he can't see more than that. He, because it's all within the realm of matter only. All the matter can be maximum reduced to energy for a physicist. Reduced to particles and molecules, whatever it is, we can go up to energy. But whereas, even leave alone the matter, we go one step beyond. The matter can be reduced to maya, and that maya, what is the locus of maya? Where does maya exist? Isn't it? The matter, where is it now? Come on, you don't need to know what maya is. You can know the locus of maya. Why are you interested in knowing what maya is? You don't need to know the power, you don't know the powerful. That chaitanyam, you understand the very consciousness as the very swarupam, once you know as the very content of I, chaitasa vedittavya, it has to be understood in your mind, once you know, then that jnani who sees everything, he sees the diversity, but still he sees the unity, isn't it? He sees the diversity in unity. He sees the plurality in multiplicity in unity. He sees there's differences in the non-difference. Isn't it? In Gita also we read, he sees the all actions in actionlessness. He sees such a person, for him, Saha is what now? Satya Sankalpaha. He doesn't see a second reality. That's a difference. That's for eye of knowledge. He sees, not the physical eyes. For such a person, Satya Sankalpaha, because my attention remains steadfast in the vision of Bhagavan, vision of reality, and also he thoughts, and there's no impure thought in the mind. Shuddha Sattvaha. That's why for you to be, if you want a wish to be fulfilled for you, for other person, how pure you are mentally, that's all. Sometimes you also genuinely wish good for other people. You are a well-wisher of other people. Understand, we're all not so crude and cunning people. We have certain goodness about us, and then we also genuinely pray for others also. We genuinely wish sometimes others also. Our wish may be fulfilled, may not be fulfilled sometimes, but still wishing and always blessing others and wishing others is always a good thing. Shubham bhavatu. It's good for blessing others and wishing others. It's a very nice thing. Congratulating others is a very wonderful thing. That's how you expand. This is a wonderful thing we to do, but for you, if your word has to come true, and if it has to be fulfilled, all that you need to do is, you need to be mentally pure. It depends upon, how was a pure-minded person, how can you pure yourself? How can you become pure-minded? initially understand the problems. What these problems are, what this jealousy is, what this hatred is, what this anger is, what this passion is, what this desire is. Isn't it? What this this hatred is. When you understand every thought, you analyze, and you understand the cause of the thoughts. Isn't it? Okay, ultimate, basically there is ignorance, because of ignorance there is adhyasa, adhyaropa, thereby there is a smallness centered on I, because of insecurity, and because anything which triggers your smallness causes anger in you. Anything which, you know, then the, even if we are dependent on fulfillment of desires for your happiness and pleasures, then anything which becomes an obstacle for your fulfillment of pleasures, desire, then it aggravates your anger, it triggers the anger. That's how things are. Once you understand the mind, why these things are, that helps you to manage your thoughts. That is, even then you can't understand. That is why deliberately make effort to commit yourself to live a life of values, prayerfully, worshipfully, initially, that helps you to manage your thoughts. Even then you become relatively pure. Because all the time you are prayerful, you are worshipful, and you are committed to live a life of values. Oh, I don't want to hurt other person. That commitment to live a life of value. Therefore I don't want to tell a lie. Therefore I don't want to hurt a person, hurt anybody. Therefore I don't want to tell a lie. Therefore I don't want to steal. Therefore I don't want to rob. Therefore I don't want to do anything wrong. Because I don't want to hurt. Why? Because I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to get hurt, therefore I don't want to hurt. In order not to hurt, I follow all these values. I don't want to do anything which will hurt others. This is the commitment, isn't it? And for which you are also prayerful to Bhagavan. Prayerfully, when you try your best to commit yourself to live a life of values, then what happens? That is where naturally somehow your thoughts, all these impurities in your mind become managed. All the thoughts become managed, but they are not completely gone. Even as a relatively pure minded, you say something, wish something, somebody, definitely that wish works. But what to talk of a wise person? The purer the mind, more your wishes and blessings will work. Doesn't need to be somebody, okay? You can become a Mahatma yourself. You can become a Jnani yourself. You can wish others and bless others also. All that is wholehearted blessing is possible only if there is a mental purity. That mental purity won't come automatically. In Jnanam, there is absolute purity. In Ajnanam, whatever you do, mental purity is not possible. Absolute purity is not possible. Is it clear? That is why he is this Vishuddha Sattvaha. Yam yam lokam kamayate. Yan kaman, no, he is kamayate. Yam yam lokam vibhavayate. No, he bhajate. Whatever he wishes, either for him or for others, it happens. Sankalpama, satya sankalpaha, therefore what now? Because one who revels in fullness, one who sees the reality, he is satya sankalpaha. He doesn't need to tell a lie, and he is steadfast in the vision of satyam, the truth, the reality. And therefore his sankalpa, the thought itself will not, definitely will bless the things. Bless, his thought will always become fulfilled, gets fulfilled, becomes true. He says, therefore, he says, bhuti kamaha atmagyam archayet. Therefore, what he says now, this is the phalam also, living also, live alone, he is free himself and he can get his wishes fulfilled because of the absolute purity of the mind. You know, and he says here, bhuti kamaha atmagyam archayet. Archayet means may one worship, or may one worship whom? Atmagyam. Atmagya means one who knows the self. May, who should worship the Atmagya? Who should worship the wise person? Bhuti kamaha. Bhuti means wealth, riches, prosperity. All forms of wealth is called bhutihi. And if you add the word vi, it also means vibhutihi. Vibhutihi or bhutihi means wealth, riches. No, bhuti kamaha means samrid, any prosperity, any wealth, anything you want, you can worship atmagyaha. But you can't go and worship somebody who is not atmagya and then you can't expect this thing to happen. Shastram says here, bhuti kamaha atmagyam archayet. Okay, one has to, bhuti kamaha means one who is desirous of any form of wealth. Any form of wealth. Artha is a bhutihi. Pleasure is a bhuti. Pleasure also is a wealth. Even the strength to live a life of dharma, knowledge of value of values, and the strength to be able to live values is a dharma, is a bhuti wealth. And this is wealth. You know what the values are. And you are able to live a life of values. That is a wealth. Isn't it? And then knowledge is a wealth. Good health is a wealth, isn't it? Physical health is a wealth. Emotional well-being is a health, wealth. Physical health is wealth. Emotional well-being is health, good health. And also, wealth. Any health is wealth, isn't it? Health is wealth. And also, artha, all wealth is health. And all, any security is wealth. Pleasures are health, wealth. Dharma, knowledge of values is wealth. Any knowledge, any mundane knowledge is wealth. And whatever you can gain through the knowledge also is wealth. And absolute knowledge of the reality is the greatest wealth. And moksha is the greatest empire, isn't it? So wealth. So any wealth you want, isn't it? You really seek. And only thing is, if you worship the atmagyam, atmagyam, so bhuti kamaha means one who is desirous of any form of wealth is called bhuti kamaha. Any prosperity, for anything to happen, you have to worship whom now? Atmagyam. Worship the atmagyaha means what now? That is why you should know who is atmagyaha. Then if you should worship, isn't it? Sometimes our own emotional problems may cause problems. Sometimes our own pratibandha may make us be critical of even other people, not knowing what other people are. And then also you can't make out. I'm not saying being critical is wrong. It is natural for us. Our own pratibandhas may really also prevent you. Sometimes what we do, we go and worship some people, other person who is not a atmagyaha. You think he is atmagyaha. Therefore, very difficult to find for you to who is atmagya also. That is why. But anyway, what he says is, bhutika maha atmagyam archayet. May one who is desirous of any form of wealth worship the atmagyaha, the wise person, because he satya sankalpaha. Vahati sankalpaha, for him all that is, there is only Bhagwan, only Brahman, and that is very clear. And for him the self is Brahman, therefore he is free from the fundamental problems, he is free from all problems, therefore he is free from insecurity and then etc. He revels in fullness, therefore all his impurities are completely resolved for good. That such a person is called Vishuddha Sattaha, absolutely pure-minded. And all his wishes, all his prayers, whatever he wishes for others or for himself, that comes true, that happens. Is it clear now? With this mantra, the third mundaka, first section is over. Okay, I'm stopping the class. So he says, actually, what all we do for Swamiji in Gurukulam, he says, Pada Prakshana Sushrusha Namaskara Adibihi. That's how to worship this. No? Don't need to go and do other form of puja and all that. But you say simple, that's why we Pada Prakshana Sushrusha Namaskara Adibihi. We do namaskar. Jnanam, Jnanaman, Bhuti Kamaha, Ibhuti Michu, Dataha, Pujarha, Yeva, Asau. Therefore, what now? Definitely, he deserves worship, and worshipping him means doing the needful. Also, it's a worship only. Then that really blesses one with one's fulfillment of one's wishes and things. Okay? Okay. Now, you know who is a bhuti kamaha and who is a atmagyaha. Who should worship? Who should worship? Bhuti kamaha should worship. Say now, Bhutvikamaha should worship. Who should be worshipped? Atmagyaha should be worshipped. Don't say Atmagyaha should worship the Bhutvikamaha. Isn't it? Don't change it. Okay, we finished.